we're very excited to welcome Josiah Jordan James into the show, Tennessee basketball star Josiah Jordan James. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Getting my bag packed right now, about to head back down to Knoxville, or up to Knoxville, I should say, about 5.5 hour trip. So just get ready for that.
I got you, man. All right. You investigated the jump to the NBA. You decided to come back to Tennessee. How challenging was that process? Why did you return to Tennessee?
I wouldn't say that the process was really challenging. It was a lot of fun. I got to be down in Miami for a couple of months doing my pre-draft stuff with Excel Sports, my agency. Got to be with a lot of really good, talented dudes and just great people down in Miami. I got to go invited to the G League camp with Olivier. I worked out for four teams and went through the whole process. And then the last day, I sat down with my family. We made the decision to, you know, return for my last year. It was really a win-win opportunity for me.
Yeah.
Whichever path I chose, but it was exciting. It was a lot of fun, and I'm glad I made the choice to come back for my last year.
So what are those discussions like with your family? I mean, were they good about, hey, like whatever you want to do, you tell us. Like, how did it go?
Yeah. I give a lot of credit to my mom and my dad and also my step-parents. I have a stepmom and a stepdad. They were just like, you know, from the get-go, they were like, whatever you want to do, you know, we'll be on board. They gave me their input, but ultimately they were like, it's your decision. It's your life. You have to wake up and live with the decision. So whatever you choose, we'll be on board regardless. And so that gave me peace of mind going into the whole process. And so I give them a lot of credit.
Good parenting there.
Josiah Jordan James with us on 3HL at JJJames30 on Twitter.
Triple J, man. Listen.
Talk to me, Slay.
So we diving into this thing. You coming back, man. You got to first tell me what your relationships mean and how did they weigh in on that decision? You know, with guys like ZZ and the way that things ended, Santi made his decision to come back.
Yeah.
How much did that weigh in on it, man? Because I know it's a family-oriented team up there.
Yeah, you know how it is. The relationships was really the biggest thing for me. And I would say, like, these last 4 years at the University of Tennessee have been the best four years of my life, and it's just because of the people that are there. I give Coach Barnes and the whole coaching staff a lot of credit just for the culture, the kind of guys that they bring in, you know, lifelong friendships that I've been able to make. And even the people outside of basketball, like, throughout the whole community of Knoxville, you know, the regular students on campus. Like, it's just a lot of love when you're there. But I'd say the relationships that I had, you know, Zakai, he's like, that's my go-to guy right there. He's like, we're not going to talk again if you leave me. So I didn't want to go down that route. And so I wanted to make him happy for sure. But yeah, the relationship is really key for me.
That's big. You can tell that, man. The way you guys move, the way you guys picked him up. How difficult was it to walk him through his situation, losing Zakai, knowing you guys had to continue to push through, didn't really have time to mourn his loss in a sense because you had to keep on pushing, and the ball was rolling at that time. How difficult was that for you guys and for him?
Yeah, it was crazy because, I mean, you never really expect something like that to happen, you know, the second to last game of the regular season. You know, he's the heart and soul of our team. And when it happened, I remember I went to halftime. We were playing Arkansas. I'm like, yo, Z, you'll be good. Like, we got this game for you. You'll be back next. Maybe you might miss a game or two. You'll be back for the SEC tournament. And, you know, getting the news the next day on our off day that, you know, that he tore his ACL was really tough. But, I mean, he's been through so much. He's handled it like a champion. Me and him, we talk each and every day. So his rehab is going well. And, you know, I just can't wait for him to be back healthy. If you ask him right now, he could tell you he can go play 40 minutes right now. I just tell him he got to take it easy. He's got to take it easy. But, yeah, it was tough for us finishing the season off like that, you know, with such little time. But I feel like we handled it as well as we could.
Now, you gotta walk me through this Duke game, man. This Duke game, when you're looking at highlights of the season, man, sitting on the edge of the couch, man, from wire to wire, talking about physicality, talking about making shots, defense strapping up and locking guys down. Man, what was that experience like, especially on that stage to play Duke? We have a Dukie sitting in the building right now, my co-host, you know what I'm saying? But,
I'm like, why are you bringing up old stuff?
That game was a lot of fun. You know, just going into that game, we knew that they were really talented, but we knew we had the experience. We had the, you know, the physicality edge over them. That's just what we tried to bring, you know, for the full 40 minutes that we had to play. And, you know, it played in our favor. We knew that they were a really talented team. They're going to be really good next year. I see there's a lot of guys back. They'll be more mature. But going into that game, yeah, we just wanted to bring the physicality to them and, you know, try to get them out of their offense. And, you know, offensively just, you know, get play inside out. And we did that, and we were able to come out with the win in that game. And that was, you know, Olivier had a really great game. I was so happy for him. And shout out to Olivier. He's going to Michigan, but
yeah.
I still love him. I hope everybody still loves him. But, yeah, that game was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a good point that you bring that up, because guys have to make decisions for themselves. So hopefully fans can you know, understand that and have some 100%. Respect for that.
As long as he's happy, I'm happy.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Like whatever decision you make in life. But let me go back. Slade's going to put you in the boom boom room here in a second, but let me go back real quick. McDonald's All-American. you choose Tennessee. You're a five-star player, top 20 player in the country. Why Tennessee in that moment?
Yeah, you know, I was blessed to be highly recruited. And so Tennessee was my first Power 5 offer. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was my, you know, my eighth grade or my ninth grade summer. And I was playing 17 and under. Coach Barnes and Coach Schwartz were at the game. They ended up offering me after that game. And that was my first Power 5 offer. I came on a visit, my first real official visit. Me and my dad got in the car. My freshman year, I came up here. And, you know, just the relationships that I had with the coaching staff. And one thing that stuck out about them, from all the other schools, it was like them and another school who really only did this. It was like they told me how good I was, but they also told me the things I needed to work on and how they can help me improve. And two of those things were my shooting and my defense. And I think, you know, I've improved tremendously on both of those since being at the University of Tennessee. But, yeah, it really just came – like I'm a big relationships guy. You know, I trusted in Coach Barnes. I trusted in the whole coaching staff, and I still do to this day. And if I had to make the decision again, I would choose Tennessee 10 times out of 10.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Clearly, you just did again.
Yeah,
five
exactly.
For five.
Exactly.
Josiah Jordan Jay's with us on 3HL. All right, Slay.
All right, Triple J, man. Now, this boom boom room, you ain't been in there, but if you go in there, you accept everything. You get in there, the door's locked behind you. It's just me and you sitting there rapping, and you have to answer everything truthfully to the best of your ability. If you don't, you will be put in the basement with the lost souls. You get two meals a day, and the door does not get unlocked. It's kind of like what A-Rod went
down
through.
There.
Okay, all right, let's do it. The Hawk, lock the door.
Yes. One man on his way here to the boom, boom room.
All right, baby, we got Triple J VFL walking into the boom, boom room. The door's been locked. It's brought to you by Low T Center, man. Let's jump straight to it. It's hard-hitting questions in here, Triple J. You got to tell me, man. Going after the game against Kentucky at home, Chris Lofton jersey gets retired. What was the feeling in the locker room, man, after taking that L, man? Because first of all, man, I was on the SEC Network.
You start with that?
I wore my, yes, yes.
Boom, boom,
I had my orange towel.
Yeah,
I'm repping.
Yeah,
and they panned straight from the game, not even 5 seconds. They just came with the camera. I'm sitting there with the sad face, man.
Yeah, man. It was a lot of disappointment. Just because, obviously, you're going to lose games in basketball. But we were rolling at the time. I think we were 5-0 on SEC play. And we're like, you know, CeeLo, he's around a lot. Everybody knows CeeLo. Everybody loves CeeLo. And, you know, I apologized to him, you know, dramatically after the game. We all did. We were just hurt for him.
Yeah.
Not only for ourselves, but for him, because it was his day. His legacy at Tennessee, like, nobody's going to be able to match that. And we were just hurt. But you know, he was like, you know, you got a long season ahead. It's just one game. But yeah, that was probably the toughest loss besides the, you know, the last game of the season, for sure.
Okay, the question's only going to get harder now. You got a 15 footer that has to be made. You get to pick one coach on the staff to take this shot.
Ooh.
What coach are you picking? Or y'all got to run 300-yard shuttles up there in the complex, six of them, and Big G is holding the clock.
You know who I'm going to pick. I'm going with Coach Gainey. You know, Coach Gainey played in North Carolina.
Right.
Got a good resume. Mm-hmm. Got a nice jump shot. I'm putting my faith in him.
I like that. All right. So you got to give me a Mount Rushmore. You've seen a lot. You've been through a lot up there. Give me a Mount Rushmore of Tennessee Volunteers. It does not have to just be basketball. Give me your Mount Rushmore. Yes, you on the clock.
Okay, so I would say Grant Williams for sure.
Okay.
Peyton Manning for sure. Candace Parker for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Summitt for sure.
Ooh, that is beautiful right there. That is easy.
Right. Oh, you left out Ron Slay.
Oh, man.
You're supposed to kiss his butt in the boom boom room, you know?
He was the tie between him and Grant.
Hey, all right, my last one before letting you out of the boom boom room. I'm on SEC Network, man. I get the opportunity to go in there. I got a segment called The Slay It. ZZ has been, he's got the headband before, man. I'm dying to give it to my guy. I'm dying to give it to you. Can you promise me during SEC play, you're going to get the sled headband at the end of the segment one time?
I promise you I will. You got my word. I'm a man of my word.
That's my guy. Hey, man.
I just got to get my hair braided. It won't look right with my afro.
Hey, let Triple J up out of the boom boom room, man.
Well done.
Well, well, well. Looks like you did good. In the boom boom room. Hoo-wah.
Josiah George James with us on 3HL. How much fun was that football season for you to enjoy that and watch those guys have that success?
I'm telling you, when Tennessee football is rolling, the whole state of Tennessee is rolling. I will tell you that game against Alabama to this day is the best day of my life. I've told people that since that day. Like, that was the craziest environment, the craziest atmosphere, like, I've ever been in. And I can't wait to get back out there for the fall again.
Did you guys end up on the field?
Oh, did I? I stayed on the field for, like, 3-4 hours after the game. I was just trying to enjoy it. And I ran into a lot of fans, took some pictures, and it was like a dream come true. I owe them a lot. Hopefully, you know, basketball, we get to do something like that for them because, I mean, I tell you, that was the best day of my life.
I'm curious because at a lot of places, like, I've done this a long time, I've talked to a lot of people, but, like, on a lot of campuses, sometimes the sports just kind of stay within themselves. Do you have really good friends on the football team? Do you get, like, how well really, do you guys get along?
Really good friends. And I know I don't really know any of the incoming freshmen, but I know probably, like, 80% of the football team of guys who have been there. And it's not just football. It's softball, volleyball, baseball. Shout out to the softball team on a great season, Final Four run.
Yep.
And shout out to the baseball team as well. They head over to Southern Miss. But we're not going to talk about how they didn't give us the Super Region.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about that. It's not enough time for that. But, yeah, it's a great time to be an athlete at the University of Tennessee. We just all want to see each other win. And it's just a great culture, not only in our program, but each program around the whole entire campus.
Who's the best basketball player on the football team?
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Um, That's a good question because they're all pretty bad.
Really?
That's
usually not the case.
Because when I was at Tennessee, we would like play in those intramural leagues, and there was always a football team, you know, and they uh-huh. usually would, you know, torture the frat guys. But
yeah, I would say I know two guys who played with Kennedy, my old teammate over in Memphis, Big O and Jabari are two pretty good hoopers. They were in Africa with me. And they were playing basketball when we were Africa. So I got to see their game a little bit. So I'd probably say those two, but they're still bad at basketball. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted at all. Hey, did you ever think, cause, I heard the phrase everything's cool and you were mm-hmm. the first person I heard that from. So did you ever think about coining that phrase and going and trademarking it, man, the way people using it now?
Man, I really haven't. I just, you know, me, I was on Twitter. I remember I was looking for it the other day when I first officially said it and I couldn't find it. But, you know, that's just what I believe. And I think the whole world is starting to take notice about how our athletics have taken off and everything. Like, we try to win championships in everything that we take part in. And it's just a great time to be on campus at the University of Tennessee.
Josiah Jordan James with us. We obviously know that you're an exceptionally talented basketball player. What might we not know that you're really good at?
Man, so I think, I feel like everybody knows me. Everybody knows I love yoga, but I don't think they understand how much I love yoga. Like,
I didn't know that.
So I really am into, like, I'm a big yogi. So, I mean, I feel like a lot of people know it, but, like, I can't overstate how much I love yoga. Like, just being present in my body, just being there for myself mentally, physically, like, it helps me out so much. And I've been a little scared to go to, like, a yoga studio in Knoxville, but I told myself this last year, like, I'm gonna start going out to yoga studios, because usually I just use the app called Peloton and get my workout there. But I want to get out in the community and find a place where I can go to.
This is like has NIL deal written all over it.
Yeah, yes. Man, come on, dude.
Lead the class.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, for sure. That could definitely be something for sure.
Yeah, JoJo's yoga.
Hey, man, be sure to give Chad Newman a hard time for me, man, and tell him I'll be calling him to get some kind of treatment or something this summer. I'm on the way up in about 2 weeks, dog.
You know, I'm going to keep Chad busy. We all are. You got to give Chad a hard time. But, no, Chad is great. Chad is awesome. He's Tennessee through and through, and I hope that we can, you know, win some more championships for him for sure.
Well, I loved how you explained your decision, and life is about opportunities. I'm glad you had a couple of great ones from which to choose. And you know, as sports fans and certainly Slay and I as Tennessee guys, we appreciate you coming back, bro.
Most definitely.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, Josiah Jordan James at JJJames30 on Twitter. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Thank you, guys. Y'all take care.
All right. How about that dude?
He's so likable.
Yeah.
So likable.
That's why I felt like it was, at some point it would be hard to come back, just for the simple fact, outside of the relationships, when you get in those meetings with teams, he's going to blow them away.
Well, that and you know, like, Tennessee moved on roster-wise, too.
That, too. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, mm-hmm. that's a pretty cool little space that, you know, they had together.
Yeah.
They being Tennessee and Josiah Jordan James, mm-hmm. that they could do this.
Right.
You know?
That depth, man.
Because a lot, I mean, I'm telling you, and you know, a mm-hmm. lot of schools would have been like, hey, man, we don't have a spot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And technically, they do have 14 scholarship players now with 13 scholarships, so they'll have to figure that part out. But, man, awesome. Awesome job.
Yep.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.